So we're going to go straight to our regular feature with Emmanuel Miller of Honest Reporting. He's the Content and Marketing Manager at Honest Reporting. Good afternoon, Emmanuel, and thank you so much for your patience and for staying with us.
Hi there, thank you.
Emmanuel, there's a lot of interesting stories on the homepage today. What are we talking about first?
Well, today there's a story that's coming back from a week. I can just hear myself as an echo, unfortunately. So I wanted to let you know that this story is actually a week old. It's from as Tisha B'Av was starting, there is an infiltration into Israel from Gaza. There are four terrorists that come in holding grenade launchers, automatic rifles, the works. They've got grenades on them as well. They hurl one of the grenades, at which point the Israeli forces respond, and they kill the four of them. I think that is absolutely clear under international law that the Israeli army had every right to do so. And most journalists around the world got the story more or less right. I wouldn't say that everything was hunky-dory. And then we had a really interesting report from the AP, the Associated Press. And the Associated Press is a wire service, plays a really important part in filling the gaps for other news outlets in the fact that they don't always have a man or woman on the ground. And so these news outlets will copy an AP story into their paper, which is what The Independent did. But the original report, which said Israeli army kills four militants trying to cross Gaza fence, which is already problematic in that it doesn't say that more than just trying to cross the fence, but they were carrying lots of weapons with them and they were using them. So that was already one story. And then it was copied into The Independent and it was changed subtly. And instead of running with that headline, The Independent's headline was Israeli army kills four Palestinians attempting to cross Gaza fence. It doesn't say militants. It calls them Palestinians. And we were outraged. Trying to erase their identity as terrorists and make them sound as if the Israeli army had killed four people for just trying to cross from one area into another. And so we made an official complaint to The Independent, and they took their time getting back to us. In the meantime, we got a lot of traction on social media. On Twitter, we got many hundreds, even thousands of retweets and favorites and likes. And then we finally get a response back from The Independent. And they say, they thank us for the email, and they say, I am naturally sorry that this has given cause to write to us. So that's a bit of a mealy-mouthed apology. They're not saying that we've done something wrong, just that we're sorry that you've had a cause to write to us. And I can confirm that we have updated the headline to, hang on, I have to open my screen, to Israel kills four Palestinians following attack at Gaza border. So again, it doesn't really make clear the nature of that attack, but at least it was changed. So we are proud to record a success. But you really do need to keep your eyes open for these stories, because it should be a copy paste job for these stories. They don't need to edit them. And yet they decide to edit the story quite needlessly so as to, obstruct the nature of who was killed and make it less clear to the average reader who won't read a story in depth, and they'll just see the headline. After all, when you're in social media, you'll be scrolling and scrolling and you'll see something and you won't click on it, but you'll notice the headline. And the vast majority of people, and I would say potentially hundreds of thousands of people, or maybe even millions of people, saw the original headline, and maybe millions more would have seen the edited headline by The Independent, and were influenced to think that Israel just shoots on Palestinians rather than militants or terrorists. So it's quite regrettable.
Yes. And that story is a week old, but the changing of the headline has only been fixed now.
Yes, indeed.
Well, what else can we choose from? There's a lot on the website, Emmanuel. There's a story about PBS crippling the truth about Gaza violence. There's an article asking the question, did Arab violence really start with the occupation? And one on Iran, the global threat.
I think you're going to have to invite us back for an extra slot, because I'm running out of time on my end. And I would love to continue the conversation with you. But I can tell you just the biggest thing that's going on in recent days, and I think we all know, with Ilhan Omar and with Rashida Tlaib and BDS. And we have seen a lot of coverage about that. We noticed that one outlet, for example, Vice, which is very popular amongst young people, ran 6 stories about that ongoing will they come, won't they come story. And they ignored the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. They ignored the ramming, car ramming attack on 2 Israelis. They ignored the rockets being fired on Israel, but they found space to mention the same story 6 times. There has been some downplaying of what BDS is, and there's been organizations calling it a peaceful movement without including any mention of criticism from pro-Israelis or from Israelis themselves. So there has been a lot this week, but unfortunately it's more time than we have to go into today.
Emmanuel, thank you. Our apologies again. We've run over time today, but
we look forward
to catching up with you next week for a full time slot, so we can cover 2 or more stories. And thank you again. That's Emmanuel Miller, Content and Marketing Manager at honestreporting.com.